Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Perfect Thing, How the iPod Shuffles Commerce, Culture, and Coolness by Stephen Levy. Read by Anthony Rapp.
Author's note. From following the iPod since its inception, both as a reporter and someone bound to his subject literally by the ears, I came to understand that one feature in particular was not only central to the enjoyment of this ingenious device, but has come to symbolize its impact on the larger media landscape, and perhaps to embody the direction of the digital revolution in general. Shuffle. As I document here, mixing one's music library in the high-tech version of 52 pickup is a source of constant delight and, at least for me, a stepping stone to ruminations on computer intelligence, randomness, and the unintended effects produced by a well-designed system. But music is not the only thing the iPod and its retail business brother, the iTunes Music Store, shuffles. Downloading podcasts of commercial and public radio shows or homebrew audio concoctions adds the intimacy of old-fashioned radio to the mix. And by offering television shows and music videos for sale, Apple has generated a gold rush of a la carte programming that has essentially shuffled the now obsolete television schedule. Can pros be far behind? Just as I was finishing this book, my former Wired editor Kevin Kelly wrote in the New York Times Magazine in a manifesto on the future of the book, "Just as the music audience jiggles and reorders songs into new albums, or playlists as they are called in iTunes, the Universal Library will encourage the creation of virtual bookshelves. Indeed, some authors will begin to write books to be remixed as pages." Early in the process of planning The Perfect Thing, I decided to organize it by aspects of the iPod instead of in a chronological narrative. One day, while appropriately shuffling songs on my iPod, I had an idea that could spiritually link my book to its subject. I would shuffle the chapters. Each one would be written to stand on its own and not require others as antecedents. In other words, this would not be the second side of Abbey Road, where one tune segues into another, but more like Revolver or Rubber Soul, where the order seems more arbitrary. Okay, one of these essays, the first, which is an introduction, would be locked in as the permanent lead-off hitter. But after that, just like the playlist or whole music library when the iPod shuffle menu is selected, the other seven chapters would be mixed, and mixed several times, to create several shuffles of the book. The book you are listening to may be ordered differently from someone else's copy. This is not a salvo against the vast majority of books where the order of the chapters is absolutely essential. I could not imagine that architecture going away. I firmly believe that linear narrative...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?